This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1340. Beep, beep, ring, ring. How using onomatopoeias can make you more interesting.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 130 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Los Angeles and New York City, USA. And to take your learning deeper with real-time transcripts and vocabulary practice, download our app on your iOS device. Go to allearsenglish.com/bonuses. Do you want to liven up your stories or be able to connect with people of any age? Today, find out what an onomatopoeia is and why you should care. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey, Michelle, how you doing?
Hey, Lindsay. Hey, I'm good. Not too much. How are you?
I'm feeling pretty good today. But today we're discussing something interesting. You threw out this word, onomatopoeia, and I thought you were talking about like some ancient ritual in like Bolivia or something. I don't know.
You never heard this word, Lindsay?
It sounds very, now that you say like this word, I do feel it's a bit familiar, but I'd like you to enlighten us on what we're talking about today.
Okay. Today we are talking about onomatopoeias. Onomatopoeias. It's so much fun to say. Like, oh my gosh, what could be more fun than that?
Spell that word. Let's just let our listeners envision that word in their minds.
Okay. All right. Well, I assume that this is correct because I didn't get corrected, and I believe I had to look this one up.
Okay.
Onomatopoeia.
Oh, wow.
Onomatopoeia.
Okay, this is a good example why you guys need the transcripts.
Yep.
And we do have, by the way, the transcripts in the iOS app. It's so cool. I mean, have you seen how that works in the app, Michelle? Mm. Really cool. Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, that is so great. And also, guess what? I'm sure that will be a key word for today. So definitely get that with your personal power list.
Yeah, so the main benefits of the app, guys, we do have real-time transcripts right inside your app. So you don't have to go to a PDF. You don't have to go to your email. Just see them as you listen. It goes down the screen and you get to choose your personal power list of vocabulary words, the personalized words that you want to get better at, right? It's customized and it's all in one place. So go to allearsenglish.com/bonuses. Very cool.
Awesome.
Onomatopoeia. Okay.
Onomatopoeia. All right. So Mendy has a question today. And it led me to want to talk about onomatopoeias.
Okay.
So could you read the question
Mendy.
For us?
All right, here we go. So hi, Lindsay. I recently started to listen to your podcast, which I found really interesting and useful. I have a tiny question to ask. Yesterday, I watched a TV show called Glow up on Netflix about competition among several aspiring makeup artists. The judge, called Val Garland, loves to say, ding dong, marvelous. Once she's amazed by some artist's performance. The word ding dong sounds like the doorbell sound, and I'm confused about the meaning of it. I wonder where the word comes from and how can I use it in my daily life? And would you mind making a podcast about such interesting phrases in British English and American English? Thanks a lot, best Mendy. Ah, good question, Mendy.
Good question, Mendy. So we're going to focus on your first question today, but definitely can do more British and American English another time. Yes. So really good question. I love that Mendy was getting this from a Netflix show. I love the attention that's paid, you know, the attention to detail and asking this question.
It's so good. It's so good. These are the kind of questions we want, guys. So send us your questions, detailed, specific, and ones that would make a great episode. But I do want to take a second, Michelle, before we answer it, to thank our reviewers in Apple Podcasts or in Stitcher or in Spotify, wherever you're reviewing our show. I'm going to read the names from the month of February. Okay. So thank you to Volmbla from Spain, Pancho Rangel Eli from Mexico, Ide BHN from the US, Sweet Potato 2020 from China, and Amal Mohammed from Saudi Arabia. Guys, you have reviewed us in Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen. Make sure you go ahead and review us if you haven't done it yet. We so appreciate these reviews. Look at these, Michelle. People are saying they love the show. They love the conversation. Aww. You know, guys, it's just nice to see your name and let to see what you think about the show. We love it. So let us know.
Definitely love it. Thank you so much for listening and for these reviews. Amazing. Yeah,
it's so cool.
Yeah. So yeah, ding dong sounds like a doorbell. So someone may say like ding dong as like you got it. Although I also hear like ding ding ding, right?
Yeah, for sure. Everyone's doorbell is a little bit different.
Right. So maybe, I don't know if they say ding dong, marvelous. Maybe they say ding ding, but it sounds like the Mendy says it's ding dong, which I don't really get, but that's fine.
Ding dong. Like, you know, like dong, old school, like bells. Yeah, actually, I don't get that either. Like, why that, you know, that might be the person's personal style.
Right.
I don't know. That's the thing. People have weird quirks in their language and they say what they want.
Right, exactly. So that, I mean, I'd have to watch this to really understand it, but yeah, that's what it sounds like to me. So yeah, it sounds like a doorbell. I mean, also, I mean, ding dong. Sometimes I feel like, it can also be used as like ding dong, anybody home? Like if somebody's not paying attention.
Oh yeah. Yeah. That's true. Kind of like, a little bit like wake up, kind of pay attention, get with the program, right?
Right. And also, like, have you ever heard somebody being called a ding dong? Don't be a ding dong.
Yeah, it's kind of an insult, right? Yeah,
silly insult, but it's good to know. If you hear someone
to know.
Being called a ding dong, it's not a nice thing. I'm not even sure what it is, but it's just an insult.
Yeah, it's an insult for sure. Okay, so what else, Michelle? What else?
Well, so yeah, today, because this game, like, inspired me to think of onomatopoeias. So we're going to focus on this today because that's what ding dong is. I mean, ding dong. What is this? What is an onomatopoeia?
Oh my gosh, I have no idea. I guess it's a word that's made to illustrate a sound.
Yeah.
Right? So I feel like I'm learning a brand new word today. Onomatopoeia, a word that's made to illustrate a sound. So ding dong is an example. Ding dong, right? It illustrates the sound of the doorbell. Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's like an imitation, like it's mimicking it.
Oh, this is good. This makes me think, actually, when I was teaching English in Tokyo, I remember that in Japan, they have a different sound for the sound a dog makes. Yeah. They articulate it differently. And in Spain, too. Right. So these vary across cultures. So that's why this is important today. We have to know this is not the same worldwide.
I know. I think that's so interesting that the animal sounds are different. I always found that interesting. It's good to know.
Because imagine, like, I had to teach 3-year-olds, right? And I was trying to teach them the word for cow, and I would say moo, and they don't know what I'm talking about because they may have a different sound for the cow. It's fascinating.
It is. Oh my gosh, I love it. So I mean, this an onomatopoeia is a way to sound like what you're describing. And it really, I mean, it becomes its own word then. Like some of the ones that I was looking up, that you don't even realize that that's what it is. It becomes its own thing. Okay. So we'll get to that in a second. But I mean, when I think of an onomatopoeia, I think about poetry. Like I feel like it's used as a device in poetry sometimes. And also comic books. Like if you see like boom, crash, right? Oh, those are onomatopoeias.
Interesting. Okay. I love it. This is not something that our listeners would get in a textbook or a normal classroom. So this is good. This is good stuff.
I'm excited about this one. This is fun. So yeah. So today we're going to give you some more examples of these. This is an endless list. I mean, there is an endless list of onomatopoeias. This is, I mean, they're all over the place. If you Google it, there are so many different ones. So I'm going to share some of them today. And there are also different categories of them, but we're not going to, again, we can do a follow-up on this, but we're doing some general ones that are pretty common to introduce you to this concept and ones that you could use.
Oh, okay. All right. So let's get into them. I think our listeners want to know exactly what we're talking about here. So what are some examples? The only place to create your personal power list of vocabulary words that you want to remember and use from these episodes is on the iOS app. Do the premium free trial for 7 days and then continue as a member to build your list. Go to allearsenglish.com/bonuses.
When it comes to improving your fluency, there is a gap. It's a gap between what you have learned in your textbook and where you need to be in order to start having vibrant conversations with native speakers. Our connection method bridges that gap. Plus, you get to take a 12,000-mile journey around the U.S. by video lesson. Get our special offer on our online course this week only at allearsenglish.com/plan. And save up to 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th.
All right. So, well, one is, I mean, let's talk about animal sounds. I mean, like we already said, so like moo, meow, neigh. Actually, my son yesterday said moo for the first time when he saw a cow. And so that was very exciting. So with little kids, when babies are learning to speak, they will use these. And it's interesting how... they're so relevant in the language.
Yeah, that's fascinating. Oh, that's man.
Like old McDonald, yeah.
Yeah, really interesting. Wow, yeah. Okay. So those are good ones. And it's interesting that because you guys live in the city, but he already knows the sound for a cow. That's strange.
No, he has puzzles with a cow in it and farmhouses. I mean, meow, meow, like it's all and woof. But it's interesting. Do you say, okay, what sound does a dog make?
Woof, woof.
Okay, because some people say arf, arf.
No,
I say woof, woof also.
How can we debate this, right? I mean, what's the truth? And I'm sure our listeners have all different sounds for what a dog makes, right? It's probably different in every single country. Definitely. Every single language. Yeah.
Definitely. All right. So, but let's use some ones that are not about animals. All right. So we have ding dong, which I would say like ding dong, right?
Yeah. Ding dong, the doorbell sound, right?
What's another one? We mentioned this.
Crash. So crash. Is that like on an impact, like with a car? Is that what you mean?
With a crash or like if you're doing like cymbals playing, you know,
crash.
Right. Yeah. So crash is actually, you know, crash, 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 you know, it's a sound.
That makes sense. That makes
another
sense.
One is knock, knock.
Yeah. I feel like this episode today will be really good for storytelling, for our listeners to tell stories.
Yeah. Right? Oh, yeah. Like, and then I heard a knock knock at the door.
Yeah. Exactly. And you guys are going to talk about this. Well, the web class already happened. So hopefully.
It happened already. But like, for example, like with How to Be Funny, one of them is a knock knock joke. So this is super relevant.
Yeah. Really cool. Really cool. And then beep, beep, really common, right? Of course, the sound that a car makes, the horn of a car.
Right. Okay. It makes me think of that song, Wheels on the Bus. Did you sing that as a kid? Or did you sing that to Emery? Yeah, that's like the most basic song that babies are, you know, get sung to.
Yeah, for sure. And then ring, ring. Again, guys, this could be used in if you're telling a story, you actually want to embody the fact that the phone rang. You can say that instead of saying the phone rang because that's kind of boring. You make the sound ring, ring. Okay.
It might be more like childish to say that. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Like I wouldn't in a job interview be like, and then ring ring, I got ring ring. No. So it's more informal, guys. So we want to warn you about that. But it's super useful to know these. It really is.
For sure. And I mean, to talk about that. What if our listeners, for example, maybe they're working in the US, they have a colleague who's American, and they go to a family barbecue for the company. Their colleague is going to bring their kids. Maybe they need to be able to connect with their kids too, right? To build that relationship with the whole family. This will come in handy for you guys.
Yeah. Okay? So like the kid is playing pretend with you, and then you can say, you know, you'll know these things.
Yeah.
And then this one is pretty common. I mean, this one isn't just for kids. It's buzz, right?
Yeah. What is that used for?
Well, it could be like a bee buzzing. So it could be a, like a sound of a creature, a bzz, right?
Yeah.
Or a phone vibrating, right? Okay. My phone was buzzing.
Yeah.
Or like there's a lot of buzz about something. People are buzzing about the new store that just opened.
Oh, yeah. Or I've heard people say, like, I buzzed you, but you weren't there, meaning maybe I called you or maybe I rang your bell or something. I think to buzz someone could also be, very dynamic.
Give me a buzz. Yeah,
give me a buzz.
This one is super useful, guys. So, but it is really, if you think about it, this word is the sound, buzz.
Right. I love that. So cool. Okay. What else? Hiccup.
Yeah, this is one too. I didn't know this either. But yeah, hiccup, if you think about it, that's what it is. It's trying to mimic the actual noise that's made.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah. Very cool. And then TikTok. Now, this is now a social media channel.
Yes.
So it's kind of lost its meaning. But the old way, the way we've always defined this is just the sound of kind of a clock, right?
Yeah.
Tick tock. Time is ticking, right?
Right. So it could be used in like kid songs and also like if you're being impatient, right? If I'm like, Lindsay, we need to go, tick tock.
Yeah, no, I definitely think that our listener, you know, this one is not just limited to speaking with children. This could be, as you said, add a little interest and animation to what you're saying. Come on, hurry up. TikTok. Time is ticking. Let's go. We don't have all day.
Time is money. Money is
how to rush someone. We could do another episode on how to rush someone. Ooh, we should write that down. That's a good one. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So guys, these are so much fun. And I mean, they're all really great examples, as is Ding Dong. So, you know, I'm really curious about these in other languages. I mean, it's a really fun thing to think about some of the words that are so obviously onomatopoeias, like moo, right? Or crash or bang, like, because I think of the comics. But some are less obvious. So animal sounds are obvious. But like I even looked up, I didn't realize this, slap. That too. It sounds like what it is. It's ingrained as a regular word. You don't even think about that. That's what it is.
Ooh, never thought about that. That's fascinating.
Mm-hmm. Slap, yeah.
Really cool.
That's what
really
I found. Cool. Yeah, I didn't even realize it. And I saw it somewhere and I'm like, oh my gosh, that's true.
Yeah, I love that. Well, what should we leave our listeners with? This was a unique episode today for sure. Something different. What should they come away with today?
Definitely. So guys, try and use some of these. You know, it may be more childish, maybe not. Some of them like, oh, I have the hiccups. That's totally used all the time. Yep.
Yeah.
And let us know, what are they in your language? Do you have these like for hiccup? Like what's the word for hiccup in your language? And is it another kind of thing that actually sounds like a hiccup, but is different, right?
Yeah. Is it an onomatopoeia in your language? That's fascinating. Oh, I love that. So guys, remember, language can be fun. Like brighten it up, lighten it up, make it fun. Add these things to your language when it's appropriate, just to connect better, right? To be a more interesting person when you're speaking.
Definitely.
Yeah, I love it.
Definitely.
And Michelle, you're definitely going to add some of these to the iOS app personal power list as an option for our listeners to choose to create their list, right?
That's right. Certainly, I'm sure hiccups will be on there.
Probably, yeah, for sure. So guys, if you want to get that app and become a premium user, free 7-day trial, go over to allearsenglish.com/bonuses, all right? Very
cool. Okay. Well, this has been a lot of fun. And tick tock. I bet our listeners are ready to get going. So I guess we'll get going now.
We're out of time. All right, Michelle, I'll see you soon. Have a good one.
You too.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. If you are taking IELTS this year, get your estimated band score with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.